Hello, and welcome to the Live and Teach Guitar Podcast, Episode 8. This is a podcast for guitar teachers wanting to start or grow their guitar teaching business. Before I go into the content of this episode, I'm just going to quickly mention that the podcast is going to change a little bit. So far, there's been one episode per month, running at about 20 minutes in length. Based on listener feedback, this is going to change to 2 episodes per month, running at 10 minutes each. The reason is that 10 minutes is enough time for me to explain a new idea or action you can take. The overall goal with these podcast episodes is for you to take action and improve your guitar teaching business. So with this change in format, you will now have more ideas and actions you can use every month. The episodes will be scheduled on the 1st and 16th of every month, so you would know exactly when the next episode becomes available. I'll also be answering any questions you might have. So if you'd like me to answer a question, go to liveteachguitar.com/podcast and look for the big orange button. Simply click that button to record your question, and if it's suitable, I'll answer it in a future episode. Okay, so for this episode, what we'll do is we'll look at 3 simple tricks you can use to persuade your students to practice more. You won't need to use these tricks on every student, as some students already have the discipline to regularly practice without any action from you. Other students, unfortunately, either don't see the need to practice or they're so distracted with other aspects of their lives that they put practice off in the not important category. So the goal for this episode is to give you a few different tools you can use to encourage your students to practice more often. Now, the first thing you need to keep in mind when trying to convince your students to practice is that you can't change everybody's mind. Explaining to your students why practice is important is a good start, but it won't solve all your problems. Your students probably already know that practice is important, but just because they know it's important doesn't mean they'll actually do it. Do you make sure you go to the doctor every year for an annual health checkup? Do you brush your teeth 3 times a day? Do you regularly exercise and eat a well-balanced diet? These are things we all know are important and that we should be doing, but just because you know it's important doesn't mean you'll actually do it. So the point here is to always remember that some students won't practice even if they know how important it is. That's why we need to look at other ways to help them take action. I'll mention one more thing before going into the tips. As a guitar teacher, you should always keep in mind that one size doesn't fit all. The way you currently encourage your students to practice may work most of the time, but there will eventually be a time where it doesn't work for a certain student. It's the same with these tricks. They work for a lot of students, but not everybody. So your job is to work out what combination of methods and tricks to use to get your student to practice. Never assume that just because a method worked in the past for another student, it'll work for all future students. Every student is different and requires a different approach. Okay, so the first trick is very simple and may actually sound very obvious. All you need to do is print out a list of specific tasks for the student to complete during the week and ask your student to tick off every day they practice. A printable template is available on the page for this podcast for you to use, so I recommend you check it out. It contains a space for you to enter 3 to 5 tasks and 7 boxes for the student to tick off as they go. Now, while this trick may sound simple, using it properly may not be that straightforward. The biggest problem you'll have is sticking to it. If you print off, fill out, and give your student the template, then forget about it in the next lesson, it loses all credibility and won't work. Students will only use the template if they know that you will follow up on it on the next lesson. So the first key to using this trick is to make sure you stick with it. Don't try it out once or twice and then decide it doesn't work. You need to stick with it and set the expectation that the student must use the template. A teacher once told me that this trick didn't work. I asked him to explain to me how he used it, and it turns out that while he did hand out the template every week, he never followed up on the previous week's template. The teacher didn't even ask to see the student's template from last week. From the student's point of view, this meant that the teacher was setting extra work for the student, but because he wasn't following it up, the work was for nothing. All this teacher needed to do was spend 30 seconds at the start of every lesson going through last week's template, and the student began to change their practice habits. So the key point is that not only do you need to consistently give a new template every week, you need to follow up on previous lessons' templates to make sure the student is actually using them. At this point, you may wonder whether students will cheat and simply tick all the boxes off before they show up to a lesson. Unfortunately, some students will do exactly that. They show up to the lesson with all the boxes ticked, but for some strange reason, they've made 0 improvement from the last lesson. Strange, huh? How you handle this will depend on the student. For some students, all you need to do is call them out once for cheating and they won't do it again. Other students, what you need to do is explain that it's actually okay if they miss practicing some days or can't practice all the tasks every time. Let them know that while they should aim for daily practice, you're not going to get angry with them if they come back with a few unticked boxes. Only a small minority of students will cheat, so use your judgment and deal with the cheaters as you see appropriate. I believe that this is an incredibly effective way to encourage your students to practice, as it provides them with a clear direction on what they should be practicing during the week. When you write your tasks down, make sure they're clear and specific. Don't write something like, practice your chord changes, because that doesn't give the student enough information. Instead, write something like, practice changing between A minor and C, then practice changing between D and G. Give specific instructions and you'll find that your students practice more regularly. Okay, so the next trick works really well for students who always seem to forget to practice. What normally happens is that the student leaves the lesson, arrives home, then dumps their guitar case or bag somewhere in a room. It might take them 2 or 3 days before the student remembers that they need to practice. So then they go into the room, take the guitar out of the case, and then start practicing. Hopefully you can see the problem here. The trick is simple. Set a deal with the student that as soon as they get home, they need to take their guitar out of their case and place it on a guitar stand somewhere in the middle of an important room. For example, some of my students sit their guitar right in front of their TV as a reminder that if they want to watch TV, they first need to practice. Having the guitar physically block the TV creates a simple trick to force the student to pick up the guitar instead of just sitting down and watching TV. While it works for some of my students to put it in front of the TV, there's no way I'd suggest it to other students. For some other students, it might be that they place the guitar next to a computer that they work on. As long as the guitar will be instantly accessible in a room that's used regularly, they'll be more likely to pick it up and actually practice. What we're trying to avoid with this trick is that the guitar stays in the case the whole week. By asking the student to take it out straight away, they're more likely to actually use the guitar. It should only take a couple of weeks for the student to get into the habit of straight away taking the guitar out of their case as soon as they get home. Some students need an extra push to create this habit, so what you could do is even follow up with them after they get home. For example, one of my students told me that he was having trouble remembering to take his guitar out of the case when he got home. So we agreed that 20 minutes after the lesson ended, I would call him up and ask him to strum the strings of his guitar over the phone so I could hear if it was out of the case. It seems a bit extreme, but after the first phone call, the habit sunk in and I don't need to call him anymore. It's up to you and your student how far you take this. I was happy to call my student up after the lesson because he wanted me to help him. When you work out this deal with your student, work out how to make sure that they're accountable for actually taking action. For example, if you teach children, all you need to do is tell the parents about this expectation and then they can police it for you. This trick works really well for students who have a habit of leaving the guitar in the case the entire week. So if you have a student that seems to never practice, give this trick a go. The third trick takes a very different approach. With this trick, you're reminding the student that guitar isn't something that they only need to think about once per week. It's something that they need to constantly work on. The trick is to set an assignment that will be due midway through the week. This encourages the student to practice because they only have 2 or 3 days to work on something before the due date, so you're less likely to have one of your students put off practice until towards the end of the week. The assignment could be as simple as answering a quiz on music theory, or it could be as complicated as writing and recording a short song. The purpose of the assignment is to give you the opportunity to keep track of your students outside of lessons, and to remind the student that they need to practice throughout the week. For this to work, you need to set the expectation that the assignments aren't optional and that you will call or email the student if you do not receive a submission by the due date. Start with something very simple and quick, because if your students are like most people, they will put it off until the very last minute. Make sure it's something that your student will enjoy doing and make sure you follow up and give them useful feedback on their submission. The first assignment could be something like, practice creating different chord progressions and email me your favorite progression by Wednesday. That assignment could be done in 5 minutes if the student wanted to, but the point is that the student would need to pick up the guitar to actually do it. Like the first trick, the key to success with this one is accountability. If you forget to follow up or you don't provide the student with feedback on their submission, how can you expect the student to take action? It's easy to say to a student, you need to do this by Wednesday. But if you actually want your student to take action, you need to take action yourself and follow up on the assignments. So let's quickly recap the three tricks explained here. The first trick is to fill out a template available at liveteachguitar.com/podcast/episode-8 and write down 3 to 5 tasks for your student to complete during the week. The student needs to tick off a box every day that they actually practice, and then bring the template back into the next lesson for you to provide feedback. This trick only works if you are consistent in following up on the template and set clear and specific goals. The second trick is to set a deal with your student that the first thing they need to do when they get home after your lesson is to take their guitar out of their case and set it on a guitar stand in the middle of a room or somewhere easily accessible. Some students set it in front of a TV while others have it within arm's reach of a chair or couch so they can easily grab it at any time in practice. Asking a parent to hold the student accountable for this action is great when you're teaching children. Otherwise, you can set an agreement that you will call them up with a phone call to make sure that they've actually done it. The third trick is to set a quick and easy assignment with a due date halfway through the week. Set the expectation that the student must complete the assignment and that you will follow up if you don't receive a submission by the due date. By setting this assignment, you're encouraging the student to practice early in the week rather than put it off till later. The combination of methods and tricks you use will depend on each individual student, and it will depend on how much effort you want to put in as a teacher. Obviously, for students who already practice, you don't need to put much effort in. It's more the problem students who never practice that you need to really work on. Change these tricks around to fit your students' needs and use them in combinations with the methods and tricks you already use. Remember that there's no magic fix that works for every student, so expect to put some effort in if you want your students to practice more. Give these tricks a chance and keep track of your students' progress. If you have a trick or method that you're using that works really well, share it by recording a short explanation of how it works on the website at liveteachguitar.com/podcast. Simply click the orange button to record your message, and if it's useful to other guitar teachers, I'll share it in a future episode. Good luck with these tricks, and thanks for listening to episode 8 of Live and Teach Guitar's podcast. My name is Aaron, and I'll talk to you next time.